Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for Raising Your Spirits, Tony Jenness.
Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Tuning In with Tony here on May the 1st, 2026. And this is quite an exciting time and month for light workers. We're going to explain more of that, of what's going on in May. And I couldn't have planned this any better, being on May the 1st, and we're actually broadcasting it, of all the things that we are going to be experiencing and what we need to do, and basically how to monitor things for the month of May. So this is a great thing. This is going to be several parts, because this gray cloak that we're talking about has to do with the energy and the auras and all that stuff. We're going to get more into the mechanics of what this is all about. So stay tuned, those of you that are just starting to watch. If you're a light worker, a consultant, a medium, you just want to, let's say, just be in this higher vibration, you might want to stick into this show just to let things through. In case you are working or whatever, what Spirit wants to do is, after the live performance or after the live show, we're going to continue to broadcast that on Facebook and YouTube, and for those that missed the show. Because this is a timely message right now. We want all the people that are really interested in what's going on with energy for the month of May to get this. So it's not a podcast just about any topic, basically, that we could wait 6 months or a year like we are with some of the video feeds that we're going through. But it's something that's very relevant right now. So that's going to be in that space where we're going to be leaving it up on those two platforms so that you could watch it at your leisure. And we'll do that for the month of May. Now, our members will get, of course, the additional content that we usually break off after the live feed. We have another 20 minutes or something. If you want part of that, you could let us know. But this show itself has been brought to you by Higher Self. It's a group of teachers that's been brought together, and I'm one of them here in physical form, that wants to be able to raise the vibration of the collective consciousness, or the people that are asking. They want more about what's going on, why they're so frustrated, why they're going through so many things, and just to give them some clarity, insights, and most of this will be and how they're resonating with this information. Now, those that don't resonate with the things I'm saying, it's all good. You have to be at a certain consciousness or a certain vibration to sort of feel and get some of this stuff. And if you're getting it, wonderful. And it's all good if we could help you in some way. But this is what we're all about, is trying to be able to raise this consciousness. And there's so many ways to do it. Through our own systems, we have readings that you can come in for, whether it's in person or whether you're coming in through virtual, through Zoom, like we are right now, or through different means on virtually. We can also do a personal tuning fork session, which we basically go through a small reading, and then most of it is then vibrational, where you get on a massage table, and there's no physical touch. It's basically working on your auric field to bring you to that higher level of consciousness while you're on the table. And you're going to feel a lot lighter when we're done. I've been doing this for 20 years, and it's really been a pleasure to do that. We also have monthly sound baths where you can come in virtually or in person. Most people are coming in virtually because it's so flexible, and it's from all over the world. And we get it from Australia. We have people from Europe and UK. We got people from the States, Canada, all over Canada. So it's a wonderful being when we are getting together in that collective. And there are many of these types of groups all over the world doing this. And there's thousands of them. And we're just very honored to be part of that, to be able to raise it in our own way. And you can also raise your vibration through different classes that we can teach. One is a self-tuning class. And this is where we have a kit of about three tuning forks, and we show you how to use them on a daily basis to keep your vibration high, and it's about a six-hour-plus class. It's pretty intense, and we go through things one at a time, and in that one day, you get so overwhelmed with energy that it is just wonderful to be able to get into that system where you are really resonating. You're starting to feel more, and you become lighter, and that sort of thing. We also have certified classes for sound therapy built for practitioners, or if you want to basically be at a higher level to be able to tune your family, tune your friends, and you want to use it more as a recreational thing. But when you want to become more serious, the place to go there is SomaEnergetics.com. This is where they have the tools and the professional training, and I am the head instructor for that. I do most of the larger classes that we do, and we have one coming up right now. It's brand new. It's state-of-the-art stuff on Fibonacci and how to tune people through universal order. It's a great way to be able to get to that higher level. So they have the ones that you just start, and we have some things that are more advanced. We have angel card reading, and also in our events calendar, and you can go to that on our website at lovehigherself.com. You go to the events category, and you can find out all of the classes and the sound baths that we have being offered. We have one coming up this month on the 20th, okay? And so if you want to sign up for that, we'd be happy to have you. And it is transformational. It's a two-hour wonderful experience. And we have many people that go through a massive shift in that space. We also have things that we can offer through a podcast channel. And we are able to be in many countries, and it's at a professional level where people can listen while they're walking their dog, you know, watching the surf if you're in the tropical places. You know, there's lots of oceans and so on, and it's a great time to be able to just be with yourself. The insights that are coming through me, and I'm just honored to be able to be chosen for that. So it's a real treat for me to do that. We also have a YouTube channel. If you go on to Raising Your Spirits with Tony, you'll find us on there. And we have many meditations in video form and so on. To get into the membership stuff, that's where the extra content comes into play, and these kinds of shows, in case you miss it, we can send it to you through your email with the additional content and all that. So that's us in a nutshell. So let's get into our topic today. What is the gray cloak? All right, we're going to be talking about this and expanding on it to give you at least a concept of what's going to be happening in this month of May 2026. It's like nothing that we have seen. First of all, our color today is white, off-white, but as close to white as you have, even a crystal, whether it's howlite or whether it's clear quartz is a good one. Another one in the white is calcite, and there's many of them that are like that. So it's a great way to be able to stay in that. It's all about purity. It's all about finding really who we are from that collective part of it. So one of the first things that we're going to want to talk about is over the last 2 weeks, and I'm really picking on that because even in the area where we talk about the Chinese New Year, when that is like we are in the year of the fire horse, and it doesn't just happen or happened on the 17th of February, like 2 weeks before, sometimes 3 weeks before, and about 3 weeks after, there's a transition. There's more and more of the horse and less of the snake from last year. And it's sort of like that in May that we're going to be running it. So over the last 2 weeks, have any of the following things have been happening to you? Have you noticed a relationship from past friends or even family members that have shifted or changed in some way? In other words, some of the things they used to do, they're no longer doing. They're no longer calling like they used to. Or when you say certain things, something has changed, whether it's their reaction to things or their reaction to what you're doing or whatever. Sometimes we go through a period where all of a sudden we get this surge of emotion. You get tearful. You get this emotional hit, but you have no idea where it's coming from. Like, you never thought of anything. All of a sudden, this emotion comes out of nowhere. You can't really put a finger on it, but all of a sudden, you just feel tearful or nostalgic, or you feel something that is just grabbing your heart, and you just feel this emotional sense. There's also been some moments where most times you feel very confident about something. Then all of a sudden, the something that you used to do, let's say, every week, like this show, or other things that you do on a regular basis, all of a sudden it's like, you have doubts. And it's never happened before. Has that happened over the last 2 weeks? It could be just dropping your kids off to school. It could be something that you're always doing, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you have a doubt. Oh, I don't think I should go to work today. Or I don't think I should do such and such. Okay, it just comes out of nowhere. Another thing is that if you've experimented with solitude, like you get a little bit by yourself and you tend to be more leaning towards, I need to do something on my own. I need to go to some place. And you want to get away from the noise. You want to get away from the news. You want to get away from the social media. Has that happened, and maybe more pronounced over the last couple of weeks? All right. So just as you're thinking about this, I just want you to see if any of these apply to you. You also could have a need about having to do something. Like you're just sitting there. All of a sudden you feel, I need to do something, but I don't know what it is. Or even if I know what it is, I don't understand why I need to do it. Like there's no real hurry. It could be something that isn't due for many months from now, but you feel all of a sudden it's coming up. Where is that coming from? Okay. So if you are having these and other types of hits or other types of feelings, this could be the first sign that we're getting into this month of May and they're already doing the initial process of cloaking you. Now, just want you to realize it's not going to specific people, like people that are thinking that I have second thoughts, or I'm doubtful anyway. This is everyone. Because in the month of May, there's such an intense amount of light coming to this planet. Starting today, well, it actually started a couple of days ago, but it's getting more and more, a little bit like a dimmer switch. You know, when you have a dimmer switch, you can turn the knob and all of a sudden it gets brighter and brighter. Well, that's what's happening over the last couple of weeks. It's just getting, and it's going to be more intense over the next couple of days. And it's just going to be amazing intensity. Now, this isn't by accident. Now, this extra light coming is coming in for our benefit. It's coming in to really be able to see what the heck is around you. What is going on around you with your energy? So sometimes when we say things, and have you ever noticed it when you say something and you just thought it was sort of a flippant thing, and then you're driving home in your car and then you play it back, what the person said and your response. And then you realized, oh, wait a second. Gee, that came off as kind of rude. You know, if you do it really fast and you don't think nothing of it at the time. But then, you know, you think about it after, gee, I hope I didn't, you know, make it so that I felt a little uncomfortable or made the person uncomfortable or was it rude or something. And sometimes I would actually send them an email or call them back and it says, oh, by the way, it just occurred to me, such and such happened. I didn't mean it in any derogatory way. I meant it with something humorous, or I meant it as this. And then they would say, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. Well, we get it. And so it happens after. And when you have this intense light coming in, what will usually happen is that will shorten. Meaning when you say something, you don't have to wait until you're in your car on your way home. You're going to get it almost right away. It's like, oh, gee, I hope I didn't take that out of context, or I meant it in a humorous way, and you do, but you'll notice it right away. That's what it does. It just sort of gives you that awareness of what's around you because the light has come up. Now, the reason this isn't by accident is because, really, this has been waiting for a long time for our population, our consciousness, to be ready for this light. So what does that mean? Well, if you bring anything in, especially if, let's say, at 3 a.m., it is pitch dark, what would the reaction of somebody be if you woke them up at 3 a.m. and the room is pitch dark and you shined a 1,000-watt light bulb in their face? Would it be, oh, thank you for that, I really needed that? Or would it be something very different, maybe closer to frustration or anger or get out of my room or whatever? And that's what we have been in. We have been kind of in the dark for a long time, but now the dawn is coming. The light is up. So if somebody did that, let's say at 6 a.m., where the sun is coming up and it's pretty bright out, and they did the same thing, it wouldn't be as impactful as total darkness. Does that make sense? So another way, the timing of this is perfect, because more people, more groups around the world are going through various stages of ascending the people that are following them. As we are becoming more enlightened individually, personally, that adds to the collective consciousness and the collective energy of the earth, and it makes it a little brighter. So I guess the best example I can give, that if you went into the woods and it's dark, like you ran right in there, it is really dark, and you see one firefly from, let's say, 10 feet away. Well, not a big deal. It's kind of nice. But what if there's 50,000 fireflies? That's a little different. So that is kind of like us. So when one person is enlightened, it wouldn't make that big of a difference. But when you get more and more people turning on their light, so to speak, it adds to the overall glow of the surrounding. That's but the best example I can give. So this month is giving us that. So the fact that it's happening in May, they picked this particular point because it's just spring. Things are opening up here in Canada. It's been a winter, long winter, and the trees are starting to wake up. We can start to see little blossoms coming out and flowers, and the grass is getting more green, which is great to see. And it's also the time of renewal. So by shining the light now, the light is kind of up. So even if a 1,000-watt light bulb is shining in your face and it's daylight, not a big deal. It's still brighter than daylight, but the transition or the gap in between the light that you are in and the brighter light isn't so large. So we can take on more light. And that's basically like what's happening. We are taking on a little more of the light that we see around us. Okay? So this is a great sign that we are, as a collective consciousness, ready for this. Now, it's the density of this light that's really important to note. Because in that density, now we've talked about DNA codes and the light codes and so on. We have talked about in previous classes that we don't have just two DNA strands. We have 12. And most of them are dormant. 10 are dormant. The two that are on are basically survival and then some form of emotion that we have. And that we have, everybody has those open. All right. It's sort of a default. But the other ones are basically, what is my purpose? That's one of the first questions people ask when they sit down looking for insight as to what's happening in their life. What is my purpose here? It's like, I'm going through all this stress. What for? And so they go down to, am I just here just to pay rent and just to do things and be frustrated? And so they're always looking for, what is my mission while I'm down here? While I'm in this physical form, when they get to a conscious that they realize that they won the lottery, here they are, now what? What do I do now? How do I make it so I have a purpose of being here? That's one of the first things that people love to do. They want to create a legacy, not because it's their identity or they want to do it because of their ego, but because they came down here to add to the light that is already here, and it is getting brighter. It means we are ready. However, not all of the energies on this planet are delighted with this additional light that's coming in. There is many forms of different light that does not want this light to come in. This is the energy of division, the energy of separation. And a lot of people will say, well, isn't that the forces of darkness, and isn't that darkness? Well, not really, because darkness isn't what you might think it is. It isn't that darkness, because when you look at how people are going to be transformed, it's not going to be dark and light. It's going to be very, very subtle forms. This is where the gray cloak comes in. So if they were to put something very dark upon your energy, you'd notice it right away. It's such a massive difference that even if a person is not connected to themselves, they'd notice a difference. Oh, something's really heavy. What's going on? So these energies are very clever. They're now making it so that it's more gray. It has an element of white. So when you take black and you add white to it, well, it turns gray. So there's just like the yin yang. When they turn it to the gray of the blending of the two energies, it's almost indetectable. It's almost something that, okay, well, I don't really notice it. The people that are more sensitive will notice there's a little bit of a shift, but on the most part, you won't notice difference. So the cloak that will be placed on us, everybody is going to be getting. With this onslaught of the new light that's coming in, those energies have already kicked into shift and already has been cloaking a lot of people already in the last couple of weeks. But it's been subtle. It's been very, very gentle. So this way, it doesn't raise your antennas, okay? So the idea about this is that they want to be able to make subtle, very small changes. And once they realize that now they are around a person, now what does this mean in reality, okay? So it could be a person that is normally happy-go-lucky, everything's good, everything's fine, they go to work, they come home, they are a good member of our society, they're part of the parent-teacher association, and they all mean good, well. And all of a sudden, they feel, maybe I shouldn't go to that meeting. And it's just something very subtle. Yeah, don't go there because it could be for whatever reason. And they'll come up with a reason. And it's just very slight changes in mood, very slight changes in what they're getting. Now, the only time they're going to be able to really understand is what we're going to be talking about today is by raising the intuition, raising the feeling. It's not something you're going to be able to put your finger on. And that's the point, is that if you can't put your finger on it, how on earth can you find what it is that is going to be doing things? And all of us in some way are going to be noticing this. But with this transmission today, what Spirit wanted to cover would be to some of the things that are happening that will be your red flag, your sign that, there it is. And that's going to be the sort of the narrative for May. When something comes up that isn't normally something that you would do, you would say, there it is. There it is. Okay. And as soon as you do that, it sort of deflates the effect of what this cloak will do. It's not meant to harm anything. It's just meant to slightly change direction. And that's the way things go. I mean, you could be on a plane, and for some reason, let's say there's somebody on the plane that is unruly. You don't want to turn the plane around to go back very violently, so you do it very gradually. Hardly even noticing the difference. Next thing you know, you land where they took off. And you said, oh, gee, I didn't even notice we turned around. And that's the idea. But there are subtle differences. Things like, hey, the moon or the sun used to be on my left side. Now it's on my right side. Okay? There are some signs, even though you won't feel the difference. And that's going to be the difference between some of the ways that it's going to turn. But the whole idea here is all of your old wounds, all of the things that you don't want to address. If you were a bride at the altar and you were left there, had that a number of years ago where she says, the first thing she said is, okay, what's wrong with me? This is, I've had relationship issues my whole life. And my last one, we were actually at the altar. I'm waiting for him to come in. And there was just a note that I can't do this. And left everybody. Didn't, no notice, no nothing. The caterers are waiting. The whole works. And so there was this huge, and then she never recovered from that. And that had happened a few years before she came in for a reading. She says, I can't let this go. Is it me? And that doubt, that question, suggests the fact that you don't think that you are a big deal because you're trying to compare it to the reactions of others. Okay, that's just enough for this type of energy to really come in. And if it was never addressed, it's going to be right in your face. Because when that light comes up, you're going to see the wound. Now, what is the difference between a wound and a scar? If you look at it, the scar is basically the same location as where the wound used to be. But there's a massive difference, isn't it? If you have a scar, something that, you, whether it's an operation or whether you fell as a child and you hit your head and something got cut open and you got a little scar on your arms or your face or something, that's the place where you fell. However, the big difference is you could put your hand on it now because it's a scar. All of the nerve endings and everything has healed over and you just now see the evidence that there was a wound there once upon a time. All right. However, energetically and emotionally, have you gone through to find out those old wounds, are they still open? Because man, oh man, they're going to be wide open again and again, that those energies are going to really be picking on you. So if the wound of, let's say, not being able to marry this person because they left you at the altar, that one example, that could transcend to many different topics. Like if nobody wants me, like I'm not lovable, I'll never be a good mother. That was her words, not mine. Because I'll never get married. Maybe nobody wants me. I mean, maybe I was an accident. You know how it would go on and on. And it's like, whoa, okay, let's not go there. All that's happening is you've attracted people that hasn't seen your value. Well, let's just say, just to paraphrase a little bit of the reading, not to, you know, get into any of the confidentiality of it, but essentially one of the suggestions was that person was going to leave anyway. All we did was make it go a little faster. Grandma said, no, this is not going to happen. So put the doubt in that person years before he was going to run off with another woman anyway. So what would be better, to leave you at the altar or to have you with two kids and then he leaves? And she says, oh my God, I wouldn't want that. That would traumatize the kids and on again. So I says, so if you're going to do the hurt, it's better to do it at the very beginning. That way, it's not going to be such a dynamic thing. But that reading was so impactful for this person that they actually was able to resonate with the reading and saying, that is so true. That, I can't get that reading out of my head. Maybe it is better that it happened this way. And all of a sudden it's like, well, thank God that it happened. Now there's gratitude where there used to be grief. Does that make sense? Do you see what a quantum leap of emotion that is? As soon as you find out the truth of why that happened. So, in the month of May, when an old wound comes up and it's still open, we'll have to find some way. So, go to your person who's a medium. Go to a person that can help you find the answers that you want. If you're not getting it yourself in your meditations. In the month of May, you got to... I'm trying to not use that word. Spirit is not using that word. I'm kind of putting it in there. They're really highly recommending meditating every single day to connect to your source energy every day. Every day. Not to miss anything. By not connecting to your source it will give you like that one day. It's just like, let's say you're always in a very hot environment and you're sweating and you're dirty every day. Like you could be landscaping or any of the other professions that, you know, you would probably shower every day just to get that grime off you and get the sweat off you. Well, let's say you didn't bathe for 3 days. Okay, just as an example. So what Spirit is wanting you to do is to be able to cleanse your energy and every single day. So whether your time is in the morning, some people have more time in the morning when they are up and then they can mope around a little bit, go for a walk, they come back, they can do a 20-minute. But many of us, with kids that they have to drop off to school, or you know, you have to do some car dancing in the driveway, somebody has to go to work, and it's very busy in the morning for many. So it might be more optimal for you to be able to meditate in the evening, that extra 10 minutes or whatever just before you go to sleep. So that might be, but find a time that you can just connect to your source energy, and then we're going to give you some idea of what to do with those. Spirit gave me so much information today that we wanted to really hit home of how important this is in the month of May. Okay, it's not an ordinary month that's turning over to a new month on the calendar. There's two energies converging at the same time. The light, of course, is just a natural phenomenon, and the other energies of gray, in this case, they still want control. They don't want to lose. They know they're losing. They know that there's more light than there is shadows on this planet because of all of you. Because you're starting to do the work you're doing. You're going to various sound baths all over the world. You're listening to people that are more spiritually oriented. This is wonderful. Some are coming to me, but I see a lot of people going everywhere else. And it's wonderful to be able to raise that consciousness for yourself. It's all about you. When you realize this is something you need, then it becomes a routine. And when that is your routine, you have a very special way to be able to cleanse yourself every day, because we are at a breaking point. I don't know if there is anything in your life, personal, business, career-wise, money situation, goals, the way the kids are growing, how everything's going, how your business might be going. When you put all that together, you know, you start to feel like, you know, you're going to be at that breaking point. There's so many things happening all at the same time, and we're having challenges keeping up. All right. So if you are one of those, then that's the thing that you need to do. So darkness is more of an energy of division. All right. I don't want you to realize that it's going to come in as dark and it's going to be all this. No, it's going to be so subtle. It has to be, because otherwise it just reveals itself. If you take a shadow of something and you just shine light more on the other side, less of the shadow is going to be there because more of the light bends around the shadow. That's kind of what's happening. The shadow is getting smaller and it is more gray. That blending in with our energies to give us doubt, to second guess ourselves, to even if you've been working on yourself for 20 years, all it would take is if you're on a social media platform and somebody says, "Hey, you're just a charlatan and you're fake and you don't do anything," and then you, for 3 hours you're going back and forth trying to convince this person that, you know, what you're doing is a thing, regardless what it is. It means you're justifying yourself and you fell into the trap. You're trying to prove yourself. Those of you that know me very well, you don't have to prove anything to anyone. If you know you're something, you don't have to show anything. You can just turn away. Okay, well, they're obviously not in that vibration yet, and you can just sort of walk away. But this energy will be disguised as people's ambition. It'll be disguised as the hard work, is they want to achieve something, a higher status, perhaps, more awards and achievements and more things that people can show other people that they're a good person, that look at all the money that I give to charity, and they publicize it. That's how it comes out. Now, I'm not saying any of those things are bad. It isn't. But what is the intention? If the intention is you're a good person and it just comes out, that's fine. But some people will go to extremes just to be able to have those publicized so that other people will say, this is a good person. You know, Tony's a good person. He does these things. There are many things I do that I don't say to anyone. I just do it and I forget about it. I don't think it's a thing. But some people will want everybody to know that they're going through something. It's like Facebook is a diary. It is not a diary. Some people will put their operations on there, all the food that they're eating, and look at me now. Look at, I have a new roof, I have a new deck, I have a new car. That's fine. Enjoy the car, enjoy all of that. But that's how it's being disguised in that way, so that they want the public or other people to realize that they're somebody. Because for some reason, the opposite might be true inside of them. If somebody is overcompensating for something, it's now we have to do it so other people can tell us that we're a good person. How do we know? Well, when a person shows their new car, just look at the comments about the people. Hey, that's a nice car. Way to go. Oh, I know. It was such a good thing. And if 65 people say that that's a nice car, and they've responded to 65, that's how you know, okay, they're really at a point where they need that validation that they are a good person, because inside is empty. In other words, they're looking for that validation outside of themselves, which actually makes the situation a little more challenging, okay? So that's how it comes out. So we want to be able to make sure that these are going to be the type of things we want to do. Now, here's the fantasy in all of this. When an energy is able to take a perfectly intelligent person and convincingly have them drive down a road or a journey to a dead-end street with excitement, you would think, and that happens, people will go right down to an end, a dead end in their life, only to find out there's nothing there. I have people like that all the time. I have a number of clients that are very, very well-to-do. In other words, they're comfortable. They don't have to worry about finances. But yet they come to me because they've worked so hard on their things that their kids don't know them. The next car that they get has a short-term light because they're buying basically artificial light. This is why many TVs and devices that have light in it is usually shiny. Cars have light. They have a dashboard. Everything is lit. All right. So they're buying artificial light, realizing it's not satisfying. It isn't something that they want in the end. Because, you know, Will Smith, I mentioned this a couple of times. Will Smith said something in an interview that I never forgotten. He says, I wish everybody on this earth would receive, let's say, $10 million. I would really wish that, everybody. Because it is only when you have unlimited money that you could spend and buy anything you want. And it is only at that time that you realize that that's not it. What is that? What is that? Something inside that you can't make with money. If you can just write a check and get a car, that's wonderful. But is that what you need? A lot of people at the moment says, yeah, that's what I need. When you ask people, what would solve this problem? Well, if I had $1 million, I could solve this. Not realizing that there are people that have that and they're still not fulfilled. They're still not happy. So somehow there's something missing here. And that's what we think, that if an energy can drive people down a journey to a dead-end street, and they're excited to go there, that must be a pretty powerful energy. You might think that, but actually the opposite is true. That energy has no power. It doesn't have anything. Well, then the question would be, well, where does it get the power to be able to do that to another soul? They borrow it. You know where they get it? From you. They borrow it from you in all the little channels you open your energy because you want something like a new car that will satisfy you. That is a true way that they could manipulate and be able to start steering you in a direction that you don't think that you could ever go to. Okay, so they get that energy from you, all right? Many people that don't realize that they're immersed in this energy already. If you ask a person that's very successful, you know, the one with the house and the car and then the 2.5 kids and, you know, they got the summer cottage and they're going on trips every year. This is a great thing. And it's like there's nothing in their life that they don't have. Sorry, there's one thing in their life that they maybe might not have. And that's self-fulfillment. The self-energy of who they are inside. Now, they think they know who they are. And when you ask them, well, who are you? And they will list all their achievements. Well, that's not you. That's what you've done. But who are you? And you may have to ask this up to 6 times before you'll start getting an answer. No, I'm not talking about your wealth. No, I'm not talking about your status. No, I'm not talking about your health. I'm not. Okay, what are you talking about then? Oh, who am I? Who is John? I'm just giving you a sort of hypothetical name. Who is John? Who are you? At that point, they're pondering. Who are they? Why have you come onto this earth? Why are you here? What impact are you making? And that's when they start thinking about the deeper stuff. And so all Spirit is saying is in the month of May, those kind of things are going to be coming up big time. Is like, well, your purpose, all your old wounds, all the people that have rejected you again. And just to see if any of those are going to be a point. And this gray cloak is the center of it all. It is this gray energy matter that you need, that not that you need, but they will put on you that you feel that you are more superior than others. Maybe you are lucky to be able to have a nice house or have a place where you can call your own or have a beautiful family. That might be your security. So there might be a sense of superiority when other people don't have those things. And then there's that judgment in there, and then there it is. There, as soon as there's judgment, I'm more superior. Those are the portals that the gray cloak gets into to be able to start steering you in a way that, oh yeah, you need this other phone. You need this to make you happy. And it's just so subtle, and it's so awesome. It's almost undetectable to be able to get through this. So it's the difference between the wound and the scar, I think, is the real thing here. Is when you have a wound, it's open, it hurts. You put your hand on it, it will hurt. Just like if somebody leaves you at the altar, right on that spot, it hurts. And when people remind you of that instance, it may still hurt. And I understand if it still hurts after 2 weeks, but it should not hurt after 10 years. It shouldn't hurt. It should, by that point, not that there's any judgment of what the time should be to get over that, because people say, you know, time will heal everything. It doesn't. That's a fantasy in itself, because sometimes we figure we could just wait and wait and wait, and eventually it'll take care of itself. I don't have to worry, because time heals everything. It doesn't. It doesn't. I have seen healing that has taken 20 minutes that should take 10 years. Done. If there was any example, I have many, many examples that we could, not that we could do it, but we can inside work with it and not have to go through the human process of what it goes through to lose a loved one or to lose a pet or to lose a good friend. You don't have to wait 5 years or 10 years before time heals that, because it doesn't. If you still feel after 10 years, you know, your dog passed away 10 years ago and you're not getting another dog because of it, okay, that has nothing to do with the dog now. What made it so that you are so connected to an animal that when it leaves, you go with it? So now you've actually died with that animal, but you're still alive. That is an internal thing. So when you, through this meditation that you're going to do throughout the month, it's going to be able to bring up some of those things that won't create that doubt or anything else. But it's all about where your energy is and where you want it to go. Now, with this gray cloak, what I want you to do, we're going to play the meditation of Archangel Michael. And what I want you to do, and there is almost, well, not almost, there's a certainty, including myself, that we all have this gray cloak already. Okay? All of us have it. No question. From the little baby to the animal to somebody who is very advanced in what they do. This gray cloak will want to attempt to be able to put it on you every day. So in this meditation, we're bringing in Archangel Michael. And in the time that we have, I don't remember how long it is. In this time that we have, I want you to just say to yourself, Archangel Michael, this cloak that I am wearing that was put there without my permission, I wish it removed, please, now. And just take a nice deep breath and just fill your entire body with white light. That's why today's color is white. You want to be able to make it so that you are a lava lamp, and inside the middle of that coming out is this white light, and it's burning off this cloak. Okay? Take that nice deep breath, and I want you to sort of monitor your body temperature and maybe the dizziness in your head, or maybe your ear might burn on one side or cold on the other, or sometimes people will flicker their eyes. Their left eye might start flickering like crazy, just twitch like crazy, okay? So monitor how your body is taking this and just be able to burn off or remove this. So the way I want you to do it is one thing. I want you to visualize in the back of you, there's this incredible 5,000 watt light, and you got your back to it. So when somebody's looking at your front, they just see nothing but light, but you in that silhouette, okay? And you just sort of face the cloak towards that light. That's where Archangel Michael will be able to remove it, because it was put there without your permission, and it's easy peasy. It's very easy to take it off. If you put it on yourself with permission, that's a little longer, but most of us, we don't even know it's on. So it's there without our permission, okay? I want you to take a nice deep breath of this white light, okay? Get yourself comfortable in the next few minutes. Just have this light in the back of you shining on, and between you, your consciousness, and Archangel Michael, you'll be able to just address this particular energy that is trying to give you doubt and trying to make it so you don't see your brilliance. Okay? We'll see you in a little bit.
Thanks for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out at lovehigherself.com. Join the Facebook group, Tuning In with Tony, or attend group tuning classes with Tony in his online virtual weekly classes. You could also access the YouTube channel, Raising Your Spirits with Tony. Until next time, namaste.